Down to Business on News Talk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Now, having trained as a pastry chef in a Michelin star restaurant, Chapter 1, Mary Toner was running a bespoke cake business while working as a brand manager for a patisserie maker, Laudry, in Ireland. She's now taken inspiration from Airbnb and Pinterest to create an online platform, Bakers and Cakers, which connects bakers and cake makers with customers in one place on an easy-to-use platform. Delighted to say she joins me now. How are you, Mary?
Morning, Bobby. I'm great. God, you've done it all there for me. I don't really need to say much now.
Well, I actually had a look on the website and I thought it was a very impressive site.
Oh, thank you.
And I thought it was a good idea. So maybe you'll explain it better than I will. So how does it actually work?
In a nutshell, a friend of mine actually described it a little bit like Tinder for cakes, to be totally honest.
Right.
So we match cake makers with customers, in a nutshell. To get into a little bit more detail, for the customer when they come on, they can look for, like, if they're looking for birthday cakes, wedding cakes, christening cakes, or they have a specific area that they're looking for or a date, they can search by those criteria and we match them back with the cakers. And for the cakers, what I really kind of wanted to do, because I used to do it obviously, was I wanted to provide them their business in one place. So not only do they get like a Google searchable platform, they have invoicing services, they can take online payments, we have all their liability release forms, their allergen information forms to give to all their customers. So it's everything in the back end for them, and then we just bring the customers.
So they only really have to focus on making the cake.
Well, that's
it. Is that
it.
The idea? Like, and you'll deal with all the other stuff.
Well, that's it. To be honest, that's where their talent lies. And what's the point in wasting their time in admin when, you know, we can do it for them or make it really quick and easy and simple?
How big is this market, Mary?
Massive. To be honest, globally, it's estimated to be around 60 billion. Globally, which is insane.
Well, it's not Ireland. Like that
here. No, Ireland is about 64 million annually, but we're probably the bespoke area of that's probably about 20% of that.
Right.
And it's just growing. I mean, like, on average, you've got 22,000 weddings a year, and that's only growing as well with, you know, equal rights, everything coming in. You have birthday cakes, christening cakes. The market is absolutely massive. And the thing is, it's been operating as a cottage industry for so long, because to be honest, it's been mainly women who've been doing it. So,
and what about that in terms of health legislation and where people are operating out of and
that kind of thing.
So how,
where
do we
sit there?
That's
a bit of a dodgy area, to be honest. Yeah. And that's kind of something I'm trying to kind of help people with.
Right.
So because it's been operating as a cottage industry, a lot of people are doing it off Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. And to be honest, for the customer, it's really hard for them to tell if these people are HSE registered, which the vast majority of them aren't. So on our site, we make sure that everybody who's on the site is HSE registered. They have to give me a copy of their documents.
Okay.
I double check everything. So for the customer, they have
that
peace of mind.
So that alone then would give somebody some assurance then if they go through your site that the cake is going to come from a health-approved kitchen.
Yeah, and also for the cake makers, I mean, you know, those who have gone and gotten their insurance and their HSE registration, it's very frustrating when people are undercutting them who, you know, don't necessarily have the talent. They haven't backed it up by doing the proper research.
They're not doing all that.
Yeah. And these cake makers are doing it as a business. And that's what we want to support, are those thousands of amazing businesses out there.
The other thing about cakes, and again, you're probably onto this, but the market of occasions, everything is marked now by a cake.
Oh my God, huge.
So if somebody's retiring and he's into golf, you get a cake in the shape of a golf club.
Even if you go onto the site, we have a novelties page. It's kind of it's based on Pinterest, but it's a kind of an inspiration page. And the amount of amazing cakes out there, like, you can see we have like flying dragons, hippos on one leg, you know, if you can dream it, the cakers can make it. I have the most talented cakers on there and looking for more, so anybody looking for it.
You also say that you know, other tools that are on the site to help the baker are things like, a lot of these people aren't doing proper food costings and they don't know how much a cake is actually costing them. They're not factoring in the hours of labour and they're maybe not getting enough for it.
To be honest, they're really not. I'm on a lot of chat groups because obviously I did it. And, you know, when it comes around to tax return time of the year, you just see so many people messaging and being like, oh, do you know what? I don't even know if it's worth it any while because, you know, by the time I did all my figures, it turns out I didn't really make any money because they're not doing their costs correctly. So like, I'm putting up information up there for them. So, you know, stuff that they can get VAT back on, how to cost correctly as much as possible. I mean, it is down to their talent as well and what people will pay. And everybody has, you know, their own prerogative on that. But I'm trying to, I suppose, help an industry set a standard and, you know, show the customers as well that these amazing cake makers are out there, because I can see all the inquiries coming in. You know, I used to do it and I used to actually end up working as a directory being like, oh, I know this person's over here. So it's to kind of bring both together and make it a profitable business.
So were you a trained patisserie chef? You were?
I don't think I ever fully reached fully trained. Right. I worked in Chapter 1 for a while, and then I worked as the brand manager for Laudrey over here in Ireland, and I got to go over to London and Paris and train over there, and it was amazing. But I suppose I always wanted to do my own thing.
Right.
And while I was doing that, I was doing the cakes, and I just kind of saw the interest just kind of spike, and also that people weren't finding who they were looking for. I mean, a lot of people, they end up asking, you know, do you know anybody? So, you know, they're going on word of mouth, or, you know, if they don't know anyone, you know, they go to Google and they search it in, but only 30% of the cake makers out there have websites. So when you're getting your results on Google, you're not actually getting all the amazing cake makers that are out there, because websites are just too expensive to build for one person. So we're trying to give them their website that they can edit as easy as a Facebook page, but that the customer can find really easily. So if they know who they're looking for, they can type in the name and find their page. But if they don't, for the customer, they can come on and look, you know, on the inspiration pages, they can search by area, just to make the whole thing
Yeah,
work.
But like your skill set here is what's needed here is not a culinary expertise.
No.
It's one that will market, will sell, will help organize.
I've kind of done a little
administer.
Bit of. I've kind of done a little bit of everything in my, now to be honest, kind of short career, to be honest. So I have a degree in business. I trained in Ballymaloe. I worked for a little bit for 98FM. I did marketing. I worked in Laudrey. I worked as a patisserie chef. So it's kind of a culmination of all of those finally kind of finding their point.
And can I ask you this? The other half, the great Devon, does he have a sweet tooth?
Yeah, to be totally honest, he'll hate me saying that, but he definitely has a sweet tooth. As I say, there's a little fat boy in there dying to get out. If we had all the cake in the house, I'm pretty sure he would find it very hard to resist it. But he has to be good, so he does refrain as much as possible.
Okay, well, give him my best.
I will indeed.
Now, I just want to say, Mary, it's a great site. It seems to be a great business. It's a good platform. We wish you well and every success. And with Easter, maybe it's worth checking out. Bakers and Cakers is the name of the site, and Mary Toner is the proprietor.